never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very free form, which is the point of WMFS.
Push it right to the edge.
Now, Mommy, now tell me about this.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
You even like jazz? Or was that for my benefit? I've gotten to like it. Oh, yes!
Free socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to play like I do.
So you're ready for your audition?
I am ready.
All right, get on your knees.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
On these layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
surfing on the waves of sound.
Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's no ordinary radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real-world historical events, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And it's only here on WMFO. In Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial, and WMFO.org for streaming, available anywhere in the world that you have an internet connection. Whether it's in Smithtown, New York, Beverly, Massachusetts, Osaka, Japan, or even as, well, Mike Stewart is right now listening in on our internal audio connections here at WMFO in Medford, broadcasting out of Curtis Hall with the antenna signal coming off of Blue Hall. So tonight, I am mixing you up a truly canonical Tears of the Gods theme, one that really captures the difference between a Tears of the Gods-style sound collage and a plastic sushi strawberries and thyme sound collage. In case you didn't already know it, a plastic sushi always starts off with some Japanese music, and then we go relentlessly genre jumping, trying to mix up as many different styles of music that match our theme as possible. And then that's contrasted with the Tears of the Gods, where we go deep rather than wide as much. We might just explore two genres of music in a particular episode, as we are this evening with a theme called electronica and jazz. And so what I'm going to be doing is concentrating, well, no, it's just those two genres of music, and the electronic beats are going to be pretty hard hitting. And I'm going to mix those up with a pretty wide variety of jazz music. And on Tears of the Gods, we also always have one or more features for you. And this evening, we've got the Crystal Method as our featured artists. Going back to the beginning of the show here, we started with one of longtime WMFO DJ Hank Faunce's favorite musicians, Valaidia Snow, and incredibly multi-talented jazz performer. Louis Armstrong really liked her, and many people called her Little Louie. And she played a lot of different kinds of instruments. But that was her singing and playing I Got Rhythm. And a lot of her music is available for free these days at the Internet Archive. And then we heard from Infected Mushroom with Yahel as our hard-hitting electronic beats in that intro set. That was Tsunami Full On. Meanwhile, backing me up right now is, well, we're going to have just this kind of jazz music as our ambiance this evening. This is the Exodus Quartet with Our Man in Havana. As far as the format of the show, we're going to have just three more long half-hour-ish main sets in this episode. And in the next set, which I'm going to send out to my nephew, Dylan, it's going to go full circle, starting and ending with the seed crystal, the spacey seed crystal for tonight's show. Two different versions of our featured artists, the Crystal Method's High Roller. The first one is from their perfect 1997 album Vegas, and the second is a remixed version by DJ Miyagi on their 2007 10th anniversary deluxe edition of Vegas. And in particular, it features audio clips from the 1968 Apollo 8 mission that went around the moon. Apollo 8, with its crew of Commander Frank Borman, and then the lunar module pilot was James Lovell, and William Anders. And they were the first astronauts to leave Earth orbit. And they were the first to see Earth as a whole planet, and the first to directly see the far side of the moon. And they were the first to witness Earthrise, you know, like sunrise. Well, going around the moon, they saw the Earthrise there. And you'll, in particular, you'll hear this clip, "We See the Earth Now." And another clip, when I first heard this song, you know, like 2004, another clip that it took me a long time to figure out was "This Transmission Is Coming to You" from Mission Control. Also in the next set, we're going to be hearing Nobel Prize winning physicist Richard Feynman explaining the quantum mechanical aspects of atoms, as well as Miles Davis and Jelly Roll Morton. Oh yeah, what a great name. So let's get the rest of your Friday night sound collage party going with some hard-hitting electronic music and a wide variety of jazz. Here for you on the Tears of the Gods sound collage. Going out to Dylan.
got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
You've got it. You've got it. You've got it.
All right, you are go.
You've got it.
All right, you are go.
You've got it.
All right, you are go.
Incidentally, the quantum mechanics has several aspects. In the first place, the idea that a particle has a definite location and a definite speed is no longer allowed. That's wrong. And to give a measure of how wrong classical physics is, there's a rule that says that you can't both know where something is and how fast it's moving. The uncertainty in the momentum of it and the uncertainty in the position are complementary. The product of the two is a constant. If you want the law, if you like the right equations, you can write this. I will explain it some other time in more detail. This is the explanation of a very mysterious paradox. If the atoms are made out of plus and minus charges, why don't the minus charges simply sit on top of the plus charges? They attract each other. Why don't they just sit there on top? Why is our atom so big? Why, if there is a nucleus here and the electrons around? We first just thought it was because the nucleus was big. No. The nucleus is very small. The atom in its diameter here is 10 to the minus 8 centimeters. The nucleus in its diameter is of the order 10 to the minus 13 centimeters. What does that mean? That means that if you had an atom and you wanted to see the nucleus, you'd have to expand it, magnify it, till the whole atom is the size of this room, and then the nucleus is a bare speck that you can just about make out with the eye, a hundredth of an inch or more. all the weight of the atom in that. What keeps the electrons from simply falling in? This principle. If they sat there, then you'd know where they were and that they weren't moving. And you can't have that. So they don't sit there, because if you try to put them there, they start moving around. Well, they move around and they take a compromise. They leave themselves a little room for this uncertainty, and they jiggle at a certain amount of minimum motion given by this rule. You remember also that when a crystal is cooled to absolute zero, the atoms do not stop moving, they still jiggle. Why? Because if they stopped moving, you'd know where they were and that they had zero motion. And that's against the uncertainty principle. You're not supposed to know where they are and how fast they're moving, so they continually wiggle in there.
We'll be right back. decade is out of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the Earth. No single space project in this period will be more impressive to mankind or more important for the long-range exploration of space. And none will be so difficult or expensive to accomplish. We propose to accelerate the development of the appropriate lunar spacecraft. We propose to develop alternate liquid and solid fuel boosters, much larger than any now being developed, until certain which is superior. We propose additional funds for other engine development and for unmanned exploration, explorations which are particularly important for one purpose which this nation will never overlook, the survival of the man who first makes this daring flight. But in a very real sense, it will not be one man going to the moon. We make this judgment affirmatively. It will be an entire nation.
Thank you.
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts freeform, non-commercial community, and even sometimes educational radio. I'm your host, Edward Buechert, and our theme this evening is a whole bunch of hard-hitting electronica and a wide variety of jazz featuring the Crystal Method. And that last set, our first main set of the evening, was going out to my nephew, Dylan Buechert. And we went full circle in that set, beginning and ending with two different versions of the same song, the Crystal Method's High Roller, with audio clips from the Apollo 8 mission around the moon. A first version was the original one from the 2004 Vegas album. And then, from the original version of Vegas. And then we concluded with the Miyagi remix off of the 10th anniversary Vegas Deluxe set. And in between that, we heard Miles Davis with the Pan Piper from Sketches of Spain. And mixed on top of that, I had an excerpt from Nobel Prize-winning physicist Richard Feynman about the quantum mechanical properties and sizes of atoms. And then we shifted to some more electronica with Infected Mushroom, once again, with Economix from their Converting Vegetarians double CD set. And then it was Jelly Roll Morton with the Climax Rag. Meanwhile, backing me up right now is the Palio and Chesa Trio. This is a track called Fez Bossa. So we've been talking about how you can grow your own vegetables over the last several months. Just get some seeds, put them in the ground, and you can also go to greenhouses still and buy them in six packs. There's still time to go and plant them. I like pre-soaking all of my seeds. Gives them an extra boost, I think. I mean, getting wet, it communicates to them that it really is time to grow. And this afternoon, I had a very big harvest of radishes and onions. And in particular, the radishes, many of them are having flowers. They're going to seed in my backyard garden. So I was pulling those out. And to be honest with you, the radishes aren't really turning out to be too big, but there's so many leaves and the flowers and the stalks. And I just put them all in a big pot of water after cleaning them along with the onions. And then I had a couple of carrots and some cabbage from the grocery store, and I put that in there and brought them to a boil and let them sit there for a couple of hours. And a nice vegetable broth with all of that. And I make a big batch tomorrow. I'm going to go and put them all in containers in the refrigerator. And it's going to be real easy to go and make healthy vegetable soups, mixing in different flavored cans of beans over the next week or so. So, yeah, highly recommended. And you can grow your own. Even, you know, here in Massachusetts, it's legal for adults to grow their own marijuana. 6 plants per individual, 12 plants per household. So if you're interested in growing anything, just search the web for what it is that you want to grow. This has been a public service message from the gardeners here at WMFO in Medford. So we got another half hour-ish set going out for you. And in this next set, the jazz we're going to hear is from Chick Corea and Bella Fleck, and also Charles Mingus and Lionel Hampton at the end of the set. It's going to be from Mingus and Hampton, a tune called Slop. And as far as the electronica goes, we're going to be hearing my Plastic Sushi Christine Jorgensen remix of DJ Bobo's Take Control, which is a 20th century transsexual history lesson. As Professor Joanne Meyerowitz has a narration of sorts in that track. Also, a vintage heroin public service message for ya. And we're going to start off the set, though, with a song that I'm going to send out to WMFO DJ on hiatus, Savoir Faire. Songs from the Squid Pod was his show, music from the 1980s. And this is a track that is both electronica and jazz. Yeah, I'm talking about Jan Hammer. Some people say Jan Hammer because that's the way it's spelled, but Jan Hammer. This is the theme to Miami Vice. Yes, going out to Savoir Faire. Here on the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage, WMFO in Medford. We'll be right back.
say, marijuana. Thank you.